I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. All this week, our Women's Lives desk has been bringing you stories about women across the globe who make our clothes. It's part of our Wear and Tear series, focusing on where our clothes are from and who makes them. And today, we start the show with a closer look at the impact the garment industry has on the environment. Our Livable Planet reporter, Carolyn Beeler, has been looking into that.
That's right, Carol. And I want to start off by asking you, when you go shopping, if you go to the mall to look for a new sweater, say, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for V-neck or round neck, a soft fabric that is not itchy. That's big criteria.
Okay, so cut and fabric, that makes sense. Those are the things we can see about clothing when we're looking at a rack of clothes. Today, I want to talk about what we don't see when we look at clothing, so sort of the inputs that go into making our clothes. So, for example, the T-shirt I'm wearing under my sweater right now took something like 700 gallons of water to grow that cotton and produce that shirt. The only thing we wear more of than cotton is polyester, and globally, we emit about 1.5 trillion pounds of greenhouse gases in making polyester each year.
It's amazing, too. So, you know, I have to confess, I just never even think about it. I just kind of put on clothes, but I don't think about the environmental impact.
I think that's true for a lot of us, but the fashion industry is facing more and more public scrutiny for the environmental impact that producing clothing has on the globe. And as they react to that, some brands are trying to be more sustainable and market themselves as sustainable. A big example of that is H&M, the giant fast fashion brand. They talk about being the world's second biggest buyer of so-called better cotton and how they use mostly renewable energy. And for this story, I wanted to zero in on their most sort of consumer-facing sustainability program, which is their garment recycling program.
Okay, let's give the story a listen. It's the latest installment of our Across Women's Lives Wear and Tear series.
H&M does not shy away from touting its commitment to the environment in its advertising.
Creativity and sustainability aren't in opposition.
This 2015 ad has actress Olivia Wilde wearing H&M's first Conscious Exclusive collection, which is made with sustainable materials.
Style and awareness, not one or the other.
But it's H&M's garment recycling program that the company highlights most in its stores, like the one I went to recently in a mall outside of Boston. So if you walk into one of its stores, like I just did here, you'll see that some of the clothes have a green tag that say H&M Conscious. So I'm looking at a pair of distressed skinny jeans. And if you open up the tag, you'll see that these jeans were made from 21% recycled cotton. At the front of the store near the cash register, there's also a big white bin that looks kind of like a trash can, but it's a recycling bin, and it has a green sign on it that says, recycle your unwanted clothes at H&M and get 15% off. Now, this is part of H&M's probably most visible and highly advertised sustainability program, which is its garment take-back and recycling program.
Hello, good morning.
I wanted to learn more about this recycling program, so I called up H&M.
I am Katerina Midby. I am the sustainability manager at H&M UK and Ireland.
Midby tells me that when clothes are donated, they're taken to sorting and recycling plants that H&M contracts with. Everything collected in Europe goes to this massive plant in Germany. Video of the facility shows these bags of clothes hanging from the ceiling, being dumped into containers. And then the clothes are hand-sorted by workers into different hampers.
Around 60% goes to secondhand and vintage. What cannot be reworn will be reused and repurposed for things like cleaning cloths, insulation for houses and cars, and other products.
H&M advertises its recycling program as an effort to close the loop.
With your help, we literally turn your old clothes into new garments.
But that actually only happens with a tiny percentage of collected clothing.
A small part of it, between 5 and 10%, goes to recycling into new fibers and ultimately new clothes.
Only 5 to 10%. And only 0.7%. That's less than 1% of all the materials in H&M's new clothes come from recycled materials. That's partly because to recycle fabric, H&M mechanically shreds it, which shortens and weakens fibers. Textile makers generally mix recycled fibers with lots of virgin material to make fabric that's strong enough to use in clothing. But there might be another way.
What we are exploring is alternative ways of breaking things down.
This is Edwin Kay, who's in a gleaming white lab at the Hong Kong Research Institute of Textiles and Apparel.
Where we are right now is in our hydrothermal lab.
The H&M Foundation is donating roughly $7 million over 4 years to fund researchers here looking for better ways to recycle fabric. Stainless steel equipment lines the lab's walls. Using some of it, Kay's team has developed a way to separate cotton and polyester fibers, which can't currently be done with mechanical shredding, while doing less damage to those fibers.
So let me show you the hydrothermal equipment that we're using for this particular project. So come on over here.
Kay points out a tall silver machine that holds a large black canister.
Can we open this chamber up?
Kay's colleague demonstrates how to open the chamber where they put fabric to recycle. They add water, heat, pressure, and a small amount of chemicals. When it's all done, polyester and cotton fibers from fabric separate out without being mechanically shredded.
Here's the output. So I'm holding a bag full of material. You can see this is several pounds of polyester. Because we haven't done anything mechanical to it, all we have to do is re-spin it, and we can make fibers out of this right away.
Kay's team isn't the first to do this in a lab. The hard part is scaling it up. But Kay is optimistic enough that he's building a factory nearby.
We hope to be able to start manufacturing in bulk the recycled material by the end of 2018, if possible.
Still, even if industrial-scale recycling for cotton-polyester blends does become a reality, it would be hard for any recycling program to make a dent in the giant pile of cast-offs H&M creates. Since spring of 2013, the company has collected the equivalent of about 260 million T-shirts. They don't disclose their production figures, but an outside estimate suggests they produced roughly a billion garments just last year.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Whatever it is that they've collected is nothing.
This is Ursula De Castro, who's co-founder of Fashion Revolution, a nonprofit that pushes for transparency and sustainability in the industry.
And this is where the problem lies, because they're working on the technology to recycle, but they haven't got the way to collect effectively.
De Castro gives H&M credit for making environmental sustainability a priority.
The intention is there. They've realized the scale of the problem, and the investment is there. They are putting money where their mouths is.
But in inviting customers to help close the loop, H&M is hinting at a waste-free fashion industry that's not possible with today's technologies. So I asked H&M's Katerina Midby, is sustainable fast fashion an oxymoron?
No, not really. I mean, you could always argue that, of course, in order to be really sustainable, you should cut down on your consumption. But at the same time, you are a fashion company, and we don't really want to compromise fashion for sustainability. But I don't think you have to these days.
Fashion Revolution's Ursula De Castro disagrees.
They have to compromise. They absolutely must compromise.
As long as producing fabric has such a big environmental impact and recycling textiles is so deeply flawed, De Castro says clothing brands will face trade-offs between sustainability and fashion, and so will consumers.
The World's Carolyn Beeler is here in the studio with me. So I guess we can conclude that recycling is not a big panacea for the problem of clothing and its impact on the environment. So what can we do?
The biggest answer, Carol, is just to buy less clothing so that less cotton and polyester gets made and dyed and shipped and transported and washed and ultimately probably thrown out.
That's sort of the lesson I've been gathering from all our coverage of the fashion industry this week. But we've heard it all before. And what strategies are there that's really kind of moving this forward?
So while I was at that mall not far from our studios, I met up with a sustainable fashion author and blogger at Magnifico.com named Kate Black to ask her this question. And she gave me some tips.
I think the very first question should be, do I need to buy it and does it need to be new? So if it's a trend piece, then can I buy it in a thrift shop? Can I borrow it from a friend who I know has that perfect thing that I need for this occasion?
Instead of a shopping trip at the beginning of a new season, Black recommends organizing a clothing swap.
We can get together with a bunch of friends, put on a pot of tea or open a bottle of wine and actually swap the clothing, swap the stories, and a clothing swap is maybe the new shopping.
You know what? It's a great idea, but I don't think a lot of people are going to do that. People love to buy clothes.
Carol, I'm actually wearing a skirt I got at a clothing swap. So Some people do. It's a great solution sometimes.
Okay, but what about those things where you're out there and you think, I've got to have this, when you really want the item?
Yeah, if you really know you need something, Black recommends doing your research, buying from brands whose environmental record you trust, which takes some work, and try looking and thinking about quality more than the price tag when you're looking at a piece of clothing.
You need to think about the durability and like almost the cost per wear. So if you're spending, let's say, $10 on something that's only going to last you one wash, what if you paid $40 and it was something that lasted you a whole year and 52 wears?
Carol, a really interesting stat I came across in this reporting is that the price of consumer goods overall in the past 20 years has increased by somewhere between 50 and 60%. But the price of clothing has remained about constant. So clothing is comparatively cheap, and we just have this urge to buy and buy and buy, and we need to sort of look beyond the price tag.
That's what I was thinking, because as long as clothing is cheap, and it's relatively cheap these days, that's what fuels the buying. And so the mass of buying is going to be on the cheaper clothes because, you know, it's sort of a cycle.
Yeah. And then once we buy things, some of the environmental footprint also comes from how we care for them. So Kate Black recommends washing in cold water and hanging dry, which both saves energy and prolongs the life of your clothes. And then when you're done with your clothes, Black does say do not throw them in the trash. Even though most of our old clothes can't be made into new clothes, there still is a use for a lot of them.
A lot of people look at something like a Holy t-shirt and they think, this can't be of use. I should not put it in a donation bin. And what they don't understand is that there's a ragging industry. We shred that kind of material and put it into insulation. Even though it might not seem to you like it has a second use as clothing, there still is an additional life for all the fibers that we find in this mall.
So while recycling can't be the whole fix, it can be a small part of how we make what we wear more sustainable.
Thanks, Carolyn. Carolyn Beeler is with our Livable Planet desk, and all of us can learn more about the clothes we wear. In fact, flip the tag on the back of your shirt and take our How Fair Is Your Fashion quiz. You put in the information on the tag or label, and we give you some insight about where the item was made, what it's made out of, and how responsible the brand is. Check out our How Fair Is Your Fashion quiz at PRI.org.